Cool, said Jack softly. Her feet are so tough they do not feel the heat of the desert, said Mamoon. And they are so big that they keep her from sinking down into the loose sand.
Hmm, said Jack.
She can carry 500 pounds of baggage on her back, said Mamoon, and travel 100 miles in a single day.
That's a lot, murmured Jack.
Mamoon tugged on the camel's reins and clucked his tongue. Beauty breathed heavily as she rose up on her long, powerful legs to her full height. Mamoon looked at Jack.
We must respect her and honor her, he said. In many ways, she is superior to us, no?
Jack nodded. He thought of the words of Merlin's letter. To succeed in your mission, you must be humble. He patted the camel.
Good girl, Beauty.
Mamoon clucked his tongue again to coax the camel forward. Perched high on his saddle, Jack rocked from side to side. He did not feel at all safe, but he stayed calm. Beauty ambled over to Cutie. The two sisters stood together and snorted. The desert sky was bright with stars. Mamoon called to his men, and the caravan started moving forward. The camels walked with a swaying motion. They moved 2 big feet on one side, then 2 big feet on the other. Jack gripped the horn of his saddle as his ship of the desert rocked from left to right.
Isn't this fun? Said Annie, rocking alongside him.
Sort of, said Jack, shivering.
Actually, he wasn't having any fun at all. He felt seasick and was freezing in the night air. Also, he was worried about their mission. Would the Caliph meet with them? If he did, how could they help him spread wisdom to the world? And if Baghdad was very far away, how would they ever find their way back to the treehouse?
Mamoon slowed his camel until he was riding between Jack and Annie.
When I was a boy, I spent many cold nights in the desert riding with my father on journeys to the west, he said. At first, I too thought camels were foolish. I always longed for more blankets and for a smoother ride. I wished to be back in Baghdad in my own warm bed.
Jack smiled. He liked the caravan leader.
But over time, I have come to love the cold desert nights, said Mamoon. Now, when I am sleeping in my warm bed in Baghdad, I long to be here instead. I wish to be reading the wind and the stars.
How do you read the stars? Asked Annie.
They have their own language, said Mamoon. At this moment, we are heading east, toward the Goat Star.
He pointed at the sky. Jack couldn't tell which star was the Goat Star, but he was filled with wonder. Thousands of tiny lights twinkled in the black dome of night. There were more stars than Jack had ever imagined. Some looked close enough to touch.
Mamoon started singing a song. The other camel riders joined in. Jack couldn't understand the words, but the tune was soothing. The camels seemed to sway to the music.
Jack stopped worrying about how they would get back to the treehouse, and he found he was actually enjoying the fresh desert air. He started to relax.
Jack, Annie said softly. Guess what? We just solved the first mystery in Merlin's letter. Ride a ship of the desert on a cold, starry night.
Yeah, said Jack happily.
And it's really fun.
Suddenly, a fierce shout came from the distance. Jack sat up straighter, his heart thumped.
Bandits!
One of the camel drivers shouted.